I found something really bizarre yesterday. Darth Vader, the most dangerous Jedi from Star Wars, has a LinkedIn profile. I'm not kidding. Before you think, what in the Death Star am I talking about? A post on the profile already has that question answered for you. And it says, thrilled to embrace the power of the dark side with Dabur Herbal Activated Charcoal Toothpaste. Apparently, Dabur has hired Darth Vader as the Chief Innovation Officer at Dabur Herbal India. Now, never in my wildest dreams had I imagined that I would see a day where Darth Vader would be selling products for the largest Ayurvedic and natural healthcare company in the world. The thing is, with a revenue of over $1 billion, Dabur is trying to evolve. From a company that began selling Ayurvedic medicines to treat constipation and cholera, it is now a full-blown FMCG brand that sells everything from toothpaste and juices to shampoos and cosmetics. But lately, the company's revenue has been flat. So to fix it, Dabur has been looking for acquisitions both at home and specifically in Southeast Asia. In fact, it has already started off on that path. In October 2022, it acquired a 51% stake in Badshah Masala, one of the leading spice brands in the country. And now, the company is going a step further. It wants to recalibrate its target audience. It wants to go from boomers to zoomers or those below the age of 25 years. The idea is to reinvent Ayurveda for a brand new segment of customers. And Darth Vader selling charcoal toothpaste for the more than 100-year-old brand is a result of that. Which brings me to the question, is Dabur going through an identity crisis? Welcome to Daybreak, a business podcast from The Ken. I'm your host, Nikita Sharma, and I don't chase the news cycle. Instead, thrice a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I will come to you with one business story that is worth understanding and worth your time. By the way, Daybreak episodes also drop on Tuesdays now, featuring my new colleague, Rahil Philippos. Today is Wednesday, the 8th of May. My colleague Ruhi Kandahari spoke to some executives who work at Dabur, and one of them made a very interesting point. They said that the company's new avatar, compared to its old identity as a prescription Ayurvedic medicine brand, is turning out to be a lot closer to the real meaning of Ayurveda. Ayurveda is, in fact, being portrayed as a lifestyle now, which is why Dabur is making a foray into new categories like kitchen essentials. This includes stuff like atta, tea, edible oils, and now, of course, spices with the acquisition of Badshah Masala. Very strategically, the brand is trying to connect every consumer good with the idea of pure or herbal or goodness. Not just that, it is also making the most of its gigantic distribution network across the country for these new products. And the focus is not just on new offerings. The brand is also taking its old products that are based on Ayurveda and selling them with a new story. Which is why the packaging is now way more glamorous. It is using newer mediums to sell these products like e-commerce. A fresh new narrative is being created. But imagine if Darth Vader was real and he had teeth. Do you think he would use Dabur charcoal toothpaste? In my opinion, he wouldn't care. But what I'm trying to tell you is that clearly Dabur is going out of its way to be appealing to a new segment of customers while also retaining its old ones. Now, the question that still remains unanswered is this. Dabur is a trusted world leader in the Ayurveda sector. So why would it have to do all of this? To find out, stay tuned. Essentially, there were three major developments that pushed Dabur to seriously focus on building a new narrative, a one that suits the changing times. Reason number one came in the form of the Haridwar-based Patanjali way back in 2006. In a span of 10 years, Baba Ramdev's Patanjali collected more than $1 billion in annual sales. Like Ruhi wrote about it in her newsletter, this was a rival that appeared out of the blue and it quickly became one that had to be taken seriously. To give you perspective, let us look at Patanjali Ayurveda's annual revenue. For comparison, India's largest FMCG company, Hindustan Unilever, has an annual turnover of about $6 billion. So it was not just Dabur. The rise of Patanjali was a moment of reckoning for all Indian FMCG companies. Of course, what is now happening to Patanjali is a whole different story, of course. So for a brand like Dabur, whose story also revolves around Ayurveda, the success of Patanjali was a moment of introspection. The second reason that pushed Dabur to rework its brand personality was the pandemic. Initially, when vaccines were still being developed, people around the world were desperate. It was only around that time when suddenly there was a demand for traditional Indian medicines and recipes. People were basically looking for all kinds of plants and herb-based items that could improve their immunity and overall health without any side effects. Kapiva, which is an Ayurvedic D2C brand, conducted a survey which found that awareness and adoption of Ayurveda has almost doubled in the pandemic's aftermath. According to the survey, 4 out of 5 people believe that COVID has increased their willingness to embrace Ayurveda. They believe it is an easy-to-use format that can fit in their daily lifestyle and it will increase the usage of Ayurvedic products in their lives. In fact, close to 90% of the people believe that Ayurveda had no side effects. For Dabur, this was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that had to be utilized. And finally, the third reason that made Dabur rethink its brand identity. I don't know if you've noticed, but lately, there are a considerable number of new startups and brands that have come up who sell products based on traditional ingredients. All their messaging is around purity, nature, and Ayurveda. For example, there's Mama Earth in personal care and Kapiva in the beverages segment, which have been seeing some success with younger customers. The wellness market in India is valued at a staggering $6 billion and it is only growing. Pretty fast, actually. The Dabur executive who spoke to Ruhi said that everyone, old and new, were silently eating into the market share of Dabur's popular brands. And as it turns out, what the new audience wanted from Dabur was very clear. They needed both convenience and some tradition. So the executive said that Dabur decided to be proactive with its storytelling to millennials and Gen Z. Coming up next, I will tell you more about Dabur's new narrative. Now you understand why Dabur is going beyond its home turf. For instance, India's edible oil business was recorded at $23 billion as far back as in 2014. The premium tea market, meanwhile, is worth $677 million. The Ayurvedic medicine market is somewhat about $8 billion. So every new market category that Dabur enters, like dairy, diapers, staple food, opens up new growth opportunities for it, even if it may not be able to dominate them. And finally, Dabur seems to have accepted that some brand stories, some channels, and some markets are going to work out in the future, while others may not. Which is why Dabur's new strategy is called Power Brands. In its efforts to retell a new brand story, it is letting some of its other brands be, even if they shrink. But on the other hand, it will focus on some specific brands for growth. So the company is consciously choosing to make a compromise by putting some of its brands on the back burner if they don't find a fit or if they don't show promise, like Promise Toothpaste. In July 2022, for example, the company announced that the 4 top brands were Dabur Amla, Dabur Vatika, Dabur Red Paste, and Real Juices. Each one of these brands have an annual turnover of over $100 million. The first two are known for hair oils, the third is a toothpaste, and the last one is known for fruit juices. And Dabur wants to focus on 9 such power brands out of the over 250 products in its portfolio. So it does not matter if this means that one of its main brands that is actually closely linked to its past, which is traditional Ayurveda, for example, Chyawanprash, makes just around half of the turnover as its 4 most popular brands. Dabur is okay with that. So it seems that Dabur is getting ready for a different sort of a future, and for that, it is willing to let go of some part of its legacy and embrace others to get there. But changing perception about a brand, especially one that is as old as Dabur, is not so straightforward. It is a risk. Plus, Ayurveda as a USP alone may not be enough to attract the kind of consumer that Dabur wants, which is those below the age of 25.
Daybreak is produced from the newsroom of The Ken, India's first subscriber-focused business news platform. What you're listening to is just a small sample of our subscriber-only offerings. A full subscription unlocks daily long-form feature stories, newsletters, and podcast extras. To subscribe, head to theken.com and click on the red subscribe button on top of the Ken website. Today's episode was hosted by Snigdha Sharma and edited by Rajiv CM.